This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Third hour, hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Going back to the phones, Tom in Baltimore. Sorry to have you had to wait. I just want to let you finish your thought, please, sir. Tom?
Thank you. Yes, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'll wrap up quick, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity. Basically, what I was getting at is this. What it really boils down to, what I was talking about, referring back to the founders, is it's unique, our country, that is, in that to become an American, you only have to ascribe to some very simple things. And, you know, the uniqueness that this country was founded on in regard to the capacity for self-determination, we have the ability to succeed, only limited by our own desires. And, you know, they said that we have the right to pursue happiness. There's a guarantee of it. You're not owed anything except to have the government respect your God-given rights. You don't get those rights from anywhere else. And I'm preaching to the choir. I know most of your listeners and yourself know this, but I'd like to hear more of our politicians assert these things, because you don't hear it too often. I think it really is at the root of the problem. You know, it's funny, our Constitution really was a spinoff of the Magna Carta. And things were very similar. You know, when King John was forced to sign the Magna Carta, he had basically, well, the people had gotten to the point where they forced him, I believe, at the point of a sword, because he had sold his own country into slavery, but guaranteeing that to the Sultan, I believe, that his country would be Islamic. So they were adhering to false law. He was allowing the country to be fleeced by foreigners, the Vatican at that time, and users, or rather people who were engaging in usury, the financiers. Basically the same three big evils that we're facing here today. We're overtaxed, we're being fleeced, our lands are being taken from us, and we're really under the control of many foreign powers. I don't think that in any way we're really in control of this country anymore. I think Israel is a good example of that. Listen, regardless of where anyone stands on the Palestinian-Israeli issue, I could give a damn at this point. We give them about $10 million a day, and we have the problems that we have. We've got to start looking out for this country right now. It makes no sense at all that we're so entangled in these foreign affairs. Where have you heard that before?
Oh, plenty of places. But don't get too taken by the fact of just what Israel gets. When I was in Europe in the 1980s, we were spending more money to defend Europe than Europe. And Europe had the big nuclear umbrella there and everything else, and millions of American servicemen there, unlike Israel, which is just a singular democracy surrounded by a bunch of Islamic places.
Well, you can throw all the countries in there as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of foreign aid that we dole out, and you look at Chicago, that is a crime in and of itself. How can you possibly allow your own people and you're helping other countries. I mean, think about it, though. If your household and your kids were dying, would you be giving money to my family? You take care of your own family first. You've got to think about self-preservation. Who can argue with that?
There's no reason for us not to be able to do everything that we do. But, I mean, as far as all that goes, I mean, we lost $150 billion on green energy with nothing to show for it. So there's I'm waiting to see what happens. I mean, what is the day? The third 17 days. I'm waiting to see what happens on 18, 19, 20, those days. After from, 20 days from today, I want to see what's happening.
We have war zones in our inner cities. Just call it all crime because somebody is committing serious crimes. You can call it crime against humanity. This should not be happening.
And it's, it's one of the things I find interesting is who run. It's we got to get past this. If we can get past the political correctness, if we can call out these, the first thing we got to do, all these guys that have these gun-free zone cities like Chicago.
Listen, we've lost so many places. They're de facto other countries. I told you before, Bill. They're never going to let us. They're never going to leave us alone. Give them some. Split this country in two. It's the only way it's ever going to work out. You're not going to convince those nuts. I think they think differently. There is something in their brains, and I'm not insulting them. They just have a different way of looking at things. They're never going to feel the same way we do. They don't even want a constitutional republic. They want a socialistic country. Let them have it.
And they want to be in charge of it. But what I'm saying is that all of these gun-free zone cities also are declaring as sanctuary cities.
Sure.
And I'm looking at two laws. I want to see what happens with two laws. First, they got to start defunding the sanctuary cities. Then if that doesn't work, they got to go start arresting these guys for breaking the law. Second thing is with all of this, we're going to have some sort of concealed carry reciprocity or something. You may have to go get a non-resident permit for Utah in order to carry in your home state. But we're going to have something like that that's going to come up. And then one of the things they're going to have to attach to that as well is if you're out there practicing your rights and some of these, Maryland, for example, or Illinois or New York or New Jersey or California, if any of them come down on you for just being, a law-abiding citizen, we got to arrest them for that too. There's got to be a lot. We got to put some teeth back into some things. It's going to be a long, slow haul.
When I was a cop in Baltimore, and this will tell you my age, we used to have a list of all the states and all the rules we had to follow when we went state to state. So when they did a national thing for police, believe me, it makes a big difference. It's a terrible thing to have to, when you're traveling, stop at a rest stop and try to go through, look at what your list says you can do. Is it in the trunk? Is it unloaded? Is it this? Is it that? We basically said, you know what, screw it. We're going to look more suspicious stopping at every state line and fooling with the guns if we just left them on our hip and carried like we normally do, where nobody can tell you're carrying anyway. But, that's a chance you take as a civilian, of course.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for the call. Very good to hear from you. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year to you, Bill, and all your listeners. Thank you, as always.
Thank you. I don't think it's a lost cause just yet, but it is certainly daunting, without a doubt. It is definitely daunting. And all of these little enclaves that are little mini war zones, they're not doing any. It's Chicago. Rahm Emanuel's not doing anything except saying it's Indiana. It's Indiana's fault. Well, no, it's not Indiana's fault. It's your fault. You've been the mayor now for you're in your second term. It's your fault. Bring a little economic development to the city and let the families be. Stop trying to tell them they don't need to be together. That'll start to change things. In the meantime, you've got a couple of generations you're going to lose, and you're going to have to think about either eradicating them or incarcerating them for the rest of their lives because they are too far gone because of your policy, sir. Thank you. Enjoy that. When we get back, one of these, there's a group of immigrants in the United States that are discovering the joys of gun ownership for the first time. They're discovering what it means to be free. We're going to talk about them when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you worked too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is something that you coat every metal piece of your weapon with. And this is a treatment. It's lubrication. It's going to protect your weapon, and it's going to make it run very, very well. Check them out, froglube.com. There's a new, there's a lot of Chinese immigrants that are discovering what it's like to be a free person. Here we have the story of Tony Gao. He was recently at a gun store in the city of Industry, California, where despite all of the restrictions in California, it's much better than mainland China. He just got something that he never could have gotten, and he never thought he could have gotten one, was a handgun license. He passed the test on his third try. He still only speaks Chinese, and the Chinese translation of the test is a little off. Still a little nervous, though. He was asking, are you sure the police won't try to get me? Because private gun ownership is generally banned in China. So when Chinese immigrants arrive in the U.S., many are curious about owning firearms. After they go through all of that prejudicial stuff, they actually become citizens, you see. Los Angeles, Chinese immigrants frequent Gun Effects, a firearms store housed in a strip mall that includes a boba tea spot, a massage parlor, and a dinosaur-themed Taiwanese restaurant. On a recent workday, a line formed at a bilingual English and Chinese sign-in sheet as Tom Petty crooned over the store speakers. A few customers puzzled over a Chinese translation of the hand contest beneath an empty wall where the store once displayed assault weapons, all of which were snapped up before California's tough new gun control measures took effect 2 days ago. Legislation was signed by Governor Jerry Brown in July in the wake of simmering outrage over mass shootings in San Bernardino and Orlando, even though the San Bernardino ones took place with California-compliant rifles. Across the state, sales have surged for semi-automatic rifles with bullet buttons, devices that allow for quick switching of ammunition cartridges, as they say, and they are banned under new law. Overall, firearm sales increased by 40% over last year, according to the State Department of Justice. In November, they also approved Proposition 63, which outlaws possession of magazines with more than 10 rounds, expands background checks for those buying bullets, and makes it a crime to fail to report a lost or stolen gun. Great to live in California with a K. I can only imagine what these Chinese people would be going through if they lived like in Oklahoma. At Gun Effects, the Chinese buyers have shown up in droves to buy this store stock of soon-to-be-restricted firearms. Kai Kang, 48, lined up to purchase a scope for one of his guns. He remembers being curious about owning a gun when he came to America about a decade ago. In China, he was in the military, but he never thought about owning a gun for his personal use. Once he had his green card, he decided to try it out. And gun collecting has become a hobby. He goes to shooting ranges with friends and keeps guns in his house for protection. He said, I have short guns, long guns, handguns, AR-15s, rifles. I bought one, but I just kept buying more. Gun Effects has a lot of popularity with Chinese customers. Could have something to do with its Chinese ownership and bilingual services. Store's owner, Dennis Lin, was born in Guangdong, China, to a dim sum chef and his wife. He came to the U.S. when he was 3 years old. He grew up playing with airsoft guns and started a business selling gun accessories online after graduating from college. When the business grew, he opened a store. It was slow at first. He placed online advertisements, but they failed to increase demand. But about a year ago, Chinese customers began to show up in large numbers. And he's saying now, I don't know how this happened, really. In the past, most of our business has been with non-Chinese customers, but now about 40% of customers are Chinese. He's hired two Chinese-speaking employees and ramped up his study of Mandarin. He also travels to China several times a year to learn more about Chinese culture, which he never had much connection to as a kid. In China, he's careful never to say that he sells guns for a living. He said over there they do get nervous. It's like a taboo. Chinese customers often have a lot of questions about legality and safety, according to Queenie Yang, one of the store's Chinese-speaking employees, and many of them need time to get comfortable with even holding a gun. One Chinese customer new to the country started shaking when he held a gun for the first time. When he handed the gun back to Lin, it was soaked with sweat. Lynn said, I just have to tell him not to be afraid because it's legal here. Yao said that in China, he never thought of owning a gun, and he admitted to being a little afraid of them, but he lives in America now, and he's mostly retired and a little bored. So his friends go to shooting ranges to pass time, and he's decided to join them. Said, I'm just doing this for fun. I don't think everyone should have a gun. His stance mirrors national trends. Asian Americans have the lowest rates of gun ownership among all demographic groups, according to exit polls conducted during the 2008 presidential election. A 2016 survey of Asian American registered voters by IPIA Vote found that 77% want stricter gun control laws. Even Gao said he wouldn't support legalizing private gun ownership in China. Jason Wei, another Chinese customer, agreed he thinks it would be unwise for China to legalize private gun ownership and express support for California's new assault weapons restrictions. But when his name was called from the wait list, he peppered one of the gun store's Chinese-speaking employees with questions about weights, how to practice, what kind of gun his wife should buy. He's looking for a handgun and a long gun for his house, nothing too fancy, or expensive. Policy and politics aside, he said he's always wanted a gun. He said in China, you only see guns on TV. Welcome to America. I've never really looked that closely at the Asian American statistics. I guess I need to. That's a little troubling because there's no reason to sit back and say this shouldn't be done and that shouldn't be done. It all comes down to the fact that most people exhibit an awful lot of self-control. There's an awful lot of self-control out there amongst the civilian populace, and it is good to go. Never been bad to go. So, you know, interesting little thing. Now, a new frightening thing is starting to occur. Outside of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plants that went critical in 2011 after the earthquakes, there's a new predator that is being assisted by the radioactivity, and they don't know what to do about it because in Japan, guns are not allowed. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment. It is not just merely a lubricant. And because it is a treatment, this is something that you rub all over the entirety of all the middle parts of your weapon. The barrel, the slide. I mean, in the case of, like, with me, you know, most of my handguns are polymer. So, not so much the frame itself, the lower, which is made out of polymer, because it doesn't need lubrication. But the metal part of the gun, I can stick that weapon in a bowl of water for quite some long protracted period of time. And the Frog Lube is going to keep it safe from corrosion. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, in rural Japan, right now, they have a phenomenon right now that's almost, it's frightening to consider for me. When I was stationed in Europe, the training areas in Germany, They had an abundance of wild boars there that were the size of Volkswagen. I swear to God. And these things did not care. They were there for the trash. They would come up into the areas where we would be. They were not afraid of us at all. They would be coming for the dumpsters. In Japan, since the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster, these adaptable animals are, they're running rampant across that part of Japan, and they're also, well, they've been irradiated with cesium-137. And there is no natural predator for them there in that region, so they are running rampant. I don't know exactly what the size of this would be, but cesium-137 has a half-life of 30 years, and all of these individual animals that are running around are irradiated.
Yeah.
So the best way to eradicate this rapid population of would-be orcs is through hunting. But you are in the gun control friendly Japan, and that is all easier said than done. Dr. Mark Smith, a forestry and wildlife professor at Auburn University, told Outside Online, something that complicates wild boar management in Japan is the exceptionally restrictive ownership, use, and access to firearms. This includes not only the general populace, but also with researchers, wildlife biologists, and natural resource managers. According to the Australian-based Small Arm Survey, the rate of private gun ownership in Japan is 0.6 per 100, with only 77 handguns in circulation and just 0.8% of Japanese households containing one or more legal guns, most often shotguns. Now, a shotgun might work against a boar. I don't know. I honestly do not. I have never hunted boar. I know an AR-15 works pretty good, though. Smith went to Japan to study the problem in 2013. He said, although recreational hunting does occur in Japan, it is very limited, and hunter numbers are declining by the year, so there are fewer and fewer hunters out there harvesting wild boar. Then you have this problem with the meat. There is no good way to make cesium-137-infused pork a balanced part of your complete meal without the diner glowing in the dark, no matter how much barbecue sauce you use. In Japan, you have to incinerate the carcasses at 1,771 degrees Fahrenheit, then obliterate the fragments left over with hammers and box them up carefully. That's if you actually catch them and kill them. These animals are very, very smart. They're referred to as the opportunistic omnivore. But they're also running wild. This is one of these things that would be solved. Now, you hear all these, you know, when I was just talking about these Chinese guys, and they were talking about, I don't think there should be guns in China. Well, some guns in Japan would be quite kind of nice. Something to consider, the American presidency has historically been accorded a unique place in national and international politics. The office combines the head of the state with the head of government. With no other major nation has ever done it that way. Most of the time you have a prime minister and a, you know, the president or something. Moreover, we have retained the lame duck period between national elections. Again, something that no other major nation has done. Finally, Congress has granted effective quasi-legislative powers to the president through a variety of means. And Americans today see in the hands of an infantile and dumb man like Barack Obama just how dangerous that can be. His recent designation of various areas as protected from exploration for energy and other mineral wealth after his party lost all power in Washington is evidence of the need for immediate change. While it would be best to simply remove all quasi-legislative power from all federal independent regulatory agencies, all executive agencies, and the president, and to require instead that actions with the force of law be made only by Congress and no one else, that may not be possible until the political power of constitutionalism is stronger. But one thing they could do, and should do, as soon as Trump is sworn into office, is the Lame Duck Restraint Act. That should repeal all quasi-legislative actions, like designating areas as national monuments if taken by a president between a presidential election and the new president being sworn into office. This should explicitly repeal all actions taken by Obama between the November election and Obama leaving office. And they should note, Republicans should note in passing this new reform that it will also bind all future presidents from using the lame duck period to do things which would have been they never would have done this before an election. This new law should strip completely all those powers given to any president by Congress during this lame duck period. Emergencies, there's an easy answer. That would be to provide a lame duck president that he could issue emergency orders which affect, whose effect ended the day the new president took office. And that new president could extend the emergency order for a limited period of time to review the matter. He could reaffirm the emergency order, or he could allow it to automatically lapse. How would they fight this reform? Obama's actions are unconscionable and indefensible because all of Obama's lame duck quasi-legislative actions, including exercising powers resting wholly upon acts of Congress like the Antiquities Act of 1906, came solely from Congress through statutes. Congress could simply and specifically nullify all the lame duck actions by Obama with a single detailed federal statute. It would be nonpartisan in nature and would resemble in some ways the reforms that Gingrich had the new Republican House enact on its very first day in power. This reform, like Gingrich's House reforms, were so clearly advancing good and responsible government that Democrats in Congress would find it tough to oppose reform. They supported the House measures back in 1995. You got some people like Joe Manchin, Heidi Heitkamp, John Tester, and Claire McCaskill. They would support the reform. Needs to be done. President should not be able to go slash and burn on his way out the door. He's been repudiated, hasn't he? I think he has. So there you have it. There's something to consider. We'll be right back.
Know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frogwave.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs. And if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube. I've used it for 5 years. I'm not going to say I got no complaints. I've got nothing but superlatives to say about it. You will like it too. Try it out. Froglube.com. Now then. Dateline, Rutland, Vermont. There they are eager to get themselves some Syrian refugees. Really eager. So eager, they've repeatedly requested to get some Syrians sent their way. And not only that, but locals are learning Arabic in a church to communicate with their soon-to-be new neighbors. They hustled into the church on a biting winter evening, unburdened themselves of scarves and gloves, and settled into the pews to sound out words in Arabic. Alan P. Rutland said, Fran Knapp, a retiree, lives about 20 minutes away, one of two or three dozen people who've attended a class here on rudimentary Arabic. Welcome to Rutland. It's one of the many preparations this remote city in central Vermont is making before 100 refugees from Syria and Iraq arrive here over the next year, with the first expected to come later this month. Do you think that the church also offers classes on how to dress modestly and how to point your prayer rug to Mecca? The mayor of Rutland, Christopher Loris, says Syrian refugees are an opportunity. Syrian refugees, business leaders say, could become an integral part of that effort, both by adding to the population, We'll get to that in a minute, if only slightly, and bringing cultural diversity that they hope will attract younger residents. Isn't that great to have cultural diversity to attract younger residents? Imagine young Syrian men, 18 to 30, roaming the streets of Rutland, bringing a new kind of explosive vitality to the downtown. Peter Shumlin is the departing Democratic governor, and he said Vermont would welcome Syrian refugees, and Mr. Flores texted the governor to see whether they could bring refugees to Rutland. Do you think that Mr. Loris also made a special request that they not be vetted or put through metal detectors? He said, I saw this as an opportunity to grow our population, bring in individuals, families, new Americans from Syria who have a strong worth ethic, who are fleeing for their lives and looking to rebuild those shattered lives. A strong work ethic. Are we talking about Syria or Singapore? Has Syria ever produced anything besides combat, ground combat? I think the work that they're most known for is killing with honorable mentions in slavery, rape, and intolerance. But the Rutlanders are welcoming them with open arms. As Will Rogers might have said, a stranger is just a friend who might or might not detonate near you. So, questions for discussion for Rutland. Are the people of Rutland dupes or active Islamophiles? Can we expect Rutland to sign up to be a sister city with Aleppo anytime soon? Do you think any of them will reconsider their position when burqas roam the streets and the call to prayer in Arabic is heard over loudspeakers at 4 a.m.? What do you think? See, Trump has been proven correct more than once concerning his desire to vet these people wanting to emigrate from areas where terrorism is prevalent. There's a book that just came out, Enhanced Interrogation, by James E. Mitchell and Bill Harlow, that shows why it's necessary for America to take strong measures to defend themselves from enemies and that the country is less safe now than it was before 9/11. Part of the reason is because you've got a bunch of civic leaders out there saying, you know, our population is aging, and we don't have as many people paying taxes now because they're all retired. So we need to import some of these people. This is exactly what Greece and France and Germany, Sweden, all these countries have done. That's exactly what they've done. They've said, our population is aging, and we don't have anybody paying into the system, so we need to get some new people to pay into the system. And now they're confusing these guys with some of these Hong Kong office workers. Now, Dr. Mitchell was interviewed by American Thinker. He's a psychologist who served 22 years in the Air Force. And he helped develop the CIA's interrogation program. And he's only dealt with top-tier terrorists, and he spent more time with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed than the other interrogators. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed told Mitchell a lot of things that should be quite eye-opening. And these quotes support Donald Trump's desire to have a new immigration policy. Mitchell recollects in the book, the practical way to defeat America was through immigration and by outbreeding non-Muslims. He said jihadi-minded brothers would immigrate into the United States, taking advantage of the welfare system to support themselves while they spread their jihadi message. They will wrap themselves in America's rights and laws for protection, ratchet up acceptance of Sharia law, and then only when they are strong enough, rise up and violently impose Sharia from within. He said the brothers would relentlessly continue their attacks, and the American people would eventually become so tired, so frightened, so weary of war, they would just want it to end. Eventually, America will expose her neck to us for slaughter, is how they put it. And right now, the belief is that political correctness is what is enabling this to happen. This is helping them to rise up and attack. And Mitchell says political correctness has to go away. It allows someone like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to operate in our midst without being challenged and ratchets up the focus on Sharia law without pushing back on it. Too much political correctness, and we will be standing on the moral high ground looking down into a smoking hole. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed also understood that the media was promoting Islam's cause. He stated how the press would frame the war against Islam as morally wrong, and the media's response was one of Allah's gifts, one of the ways Allah preordained for Americans to set aside those things which keep us safe and prevent attacks in the immediate aftermath. This war for Islamic domination wasn't going to be won in the streets with bombs and bullets and bloodshed, but it would be won in the minds of the American people. There are some Americans who choose to look the other way and ignore the hideousness of terrorist crimes, including what Muhammad did to Daniel Pearl. Muhammad thinks he's given the jihadists a mandate to either convert, kill, or enslave everyone on the planet. He really believes that a weapon put into our consciousness by their Allah is that we do not take them at their word and do not believe what they say. And it's not only the media. Notice that the same people that were trying to tell you what to think are the ones complicit in this, which I'm talking about the Obama administration, the Democrats, and the media. After he was taken to Guantanamo Bay and put in a box, he confessed to all the crimes he was involved in, but they were set aside by the Department of Justice under Eric Holder. And this guy is furious because he knows who this guy is. When that happened, he took it as a sign that jihad would stay active by drawing others into the fight. And this administration and senators like Feinstein look at them as victims instead of perpetrators. That's why I'm glad Trump is appointing all these generals. I'm not looking for people to win hearts and minds. I want them to extract the hearts and hand them back to them. You're not going to get information by offering a cigarette and a beer. You're going to have to take it out of them. This is not a game. This is not a game for people who are faint at heart. This is not a game for the politically correct. It is time to move on. Speaking of moving on, we'll be back in about 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not one side ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. Tomorrow night, Sean Maloney, first time in 2017, the world according to Sean Maloney. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.